The Nashville Predators had the Carolina Hurricanes tied at 2 after 2 periods, and they let them slip through their fingers. 5-2, Carolina takes game number 1. In the big talking point that we're going to discuss on today's podcast, the lineup changes. Two of them specifically that maybe John Hines didn't get right. He was awfully defensive about those changes. We'll play the audio of that and what he had to say about the changes he made, plus what Alex Doherty had to say on our Predators pregame show on 104.5 The Zone TV and A to Z Sports. Ellie Tolvanen, Eric Goodbranson, big topic of conversation in game number 1 in Carolina.
Yesterday's headlines, tonight's topics, and one big story you need to know. This is the Zone Daily Podcast with Will Bowling.
Game number 1 goes to Carolina. Nashville had a lot of hits. They played physically in the first. Couldn't sustain it. Ran out of gas in the second and third periods. Goals from Philip Forsberg and Eric Halla, who returned to a chorus of boos last night in PNC Arena. But goals from Tara Vinen in the first. Jordan Staal, he adds 2. And Nino Niederreiter gets the game winner to make it 3-2. That was 2.5 minutes into the third period. Look, UC Saros was good. UC Saros needs to be great. Let's start right there. Saros made an excellent save just seconds before Carolina did make it 3-2 in the third period. But this game is not on UC Saros. This game, for me, is on John Hines, who elected not to play Ellie Tolvanen on a power play that struggled all season because, hey, look, you needed to be better in even strength. You needed to be more physical than a team than Carolina that's faster than you are. Look, I get it. Power play was non-existent for the Nashville Predators. It was 0-for-3 in a game where Nashville is going to look back and think, man, how could this series look different if you finish off a third period tied 2-2 with the Carolina Hurricanes going into the third? Alex Nedeljkovic only had to make 22 saves in his Stanley Cup playoff debut. Nashville didn't make things very difficult on him. Forsberg's goal was great. Halla's goal was fine. UC Saros had to make 33 saves. Saw a lot of shots going into the third period. It's not sustainable the way this team played in front of UC Saros. And now, maybe they're going to have to make some changes going into game number 2. So the big topic of conversation coming into game 1, would Ellie Tolvanen play or not? So the decision was not. Tolvanen is left not on the bench, was a healthy scratch for this game. That was one of the big decisions that John Hines had to make. Hines also went with Eric Goodbranson over Matt Benning, over Dante Fabbro in the third defensive pairing. Goodbranson wasn't good. Partly to fault for Carolina's game-winning goal to make it 3-2 just over 2 minutes into the final period. Harper and Goodbranson were not good enough for a Nashville team that needs speed and physicality to beat Carolina's speed, and they have got a whole lot of it from 1-4 on their lineup. Before the show, I caught up with Alex Doherty of A to Z Sports and asked him, why a no Ellie Tolvanen? Why is this not a series for him, possibly? I thought he had an interesting answer. Here's what he had to say. So let's talk about Ellie Tolvanen, a guy who almost single-handedly revived the Predators' power play for a spell when he was healthy during the regular season. Fans point to him as being one of the big pieces that helped turn this team around. Why is he not in the lineup tonight with everything that he's been able to do on the special teams for this team this season?
So it comes down to being a well-rounded player. Look, when Ellie Tolvanen went down with an injury and was out for a couple weeks, I think people saw some issues with when he came back and how kind of he wasn't exactly the same player when he came back. I took a dive into his even strength stats, and I think we might have lost Will for a second, so I think I'm flying solo for a little bit.
Oh, you're good. I'm here. Oh,
okay. Sorry, you went away, so I was like, I didn't know what happened.
Oh, you're good.
Okay. So, all right. So when you look at, since April 18th, when he came back from injury, there are 10 forwards that scored more goals at even strength than than Elli Tolvanen. Elli Tolvanen scored one goal at even strength since that day. Luke Cunningham has scored 5. Eric Hall has scored 4. Numerous other guys. Tanner Janot scored. Rocco Grimaldi scored. Colton Sisson scored. Guys are outplaying him right now. When it comes to his overall game, he's great on the power play. He's an excellent power play specialist on the left side with Forsberg on the right. There's no doubt about that. He improves the power play dramatically when he goes out there. The problem is he doesn't do as much even strength wise. And look, this is an even strength game. It's a 5-on-5 game. 80% of the game is played at 5-on-5. You can't have a guy that is not playing well 80% of the time just because of what he does the other 20%. So I think that's why. I think it makes sense right now. You know, if they get 6 power play opportunities and go 0-for-6, then you regret it. But I don't think they're going to get that many because the refs usually call less in the playoffs. So I think that's really why. I mean, he just can't be out there playing the way he's played over the last few weeks in a playoff game.
At this point, I don't know if the Predators have a different option than trying Elli Tolvanen out there, hoping that he regains his form from earlier on in the season and not from when he came back from injury and just wasn't good in even strength. This is where I think the Predators got too caught up in matching up with Carolina and not just being the best version of themselves. Nashville tried to go too physical for me against this Carolina team, and the way they played, the energy that they came out on the ice with, they just couldn't keep it from period number 3 after a really pretty decent first 2 periods. Now, John Hines, that's exactly what he pointed to when he was asked why the lineup changes, why no Tolvanen, why Gudbranson in there in the third defensive pairing, and John Hines got pretty defensive in his answer.
So, guys, look, we came in as 2-2 going in the third period, and you have to make lineup decisions. You know, back to Jared's question, you know, we were physical. It was hard. It was a hard-fought game. It's 2-2 going in the third period, and, you know, you look at a couple of goals, they're breakdowns in the goals. You know, one of them's the turnover. They come back in. It's a D-zone coverage goal. So I think when you look at those situations, it's, you know, we can talk all about the lineup we want, but we played physical. We played hard. It was a competitive game, and we didn't find a way to win one. So as we've said, we're going to be able to make lineup decisions that we want. But, you know, as we've gone all year long, it hasn't been who's in or who's out. It's how we've played. And today we didn't play well enough to win. I think when you look at the lineup as it's gone through, we played hard. But we have to stay out of the penalty box. Interference, trip, high stick, holding, and 2 unsportsmanlike line conducts at the end. So it didn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, John, but I don't really want to hear that when after the second period, your offensive zone possession time was 6:17 to 2:59 in favor of Carolina, and your slot shots on net in all situations was 13-5 in favor of Carolina. Both of those stats coming courtesy of Adam Vingan of The Athletic. The way you played in the first 2 periods is not sustainable for an entire series. It wasn't even sustainable tonight for all 3 periods. You couldn't keep it up for one game trying to just out-muscle and out-physical Carolina while they skated right by you. UC Saros probably kept this team in this game longer than they deserve to be, if you go by those stats. The expected goals for Carolina was close to 4-1, if you round up and round down for where Nashville and Carolina was in terms of the decimals there. This Nashville team, it wasn't the right team. You can talk about being a physical game. It's a loser defeatist mentality from John Hines, who is more willing to try to defend his decisions in hindsight that clearly didn't work than admit or even give any semblance of an admission that this team just wasn't the right team on the ice against this Carolina squad. It wasn't sustainable what they did in the first 2 periods, so you can't give yourself credit for being in the game and making the right lineup decisions when, in reality, the dam was going to break eventually. And it did. And now you're down 1-0 in the series. So we did get one piece of news from the Nashville Predators during the game as well, as we finish off with the headlines for this upcoming day as you plan your weekend in Nashville, Tennessee. Sunday, game number 4, 1:30 for the Nashville Predators and the Carolina Hurricanes. So Nashville SC fans, they will still get the opportunity to possibly attend both games in Bridgestone Arena at 1:30 and a sold-out, possibly, I shouldn't say sold-out, I mean full capacity crowd in Nissan Stadium on national television in primetime for Nashville SC and Austin FC. That one is Sunday night. We'll be doing a lot of lead up for both of those events coming up over the next couple of days. I might just find myself at both. But we'll see what special programming we have for you in between those two games. But tonight wasn't meant to be for the Nashville Predators. They'll get back at it at 7 o'clock Wednesday night, and we will have all of the pregame buildup, the reaction. It all starts live on 104.5 The Zone with Twitch and Twitter at 6:40, and then also live at those same times on the A to Z Sports Facebook page and on the A to Z Sports YouTube page. And right when the final horn sounds, we'll be back on all of those channels to recap game number two. Game one doesn't go Nashville's way. Back at it Wednesday. This team's 0-11 in franchise history when they lose game one of a series. Hoping the 12th time's the charm. Game two, going to be a big one Wednesday night.